Sharon Treat, I think, will be next. Welcome, Ms. Treat.
Good morning, Senator Brenner, Representative Tucker, and members of the committee. Thank you for this opportunity to introduce myself and the organization that I work for. I am Sharon Treat. I live and work in Hollowell, where I am right now, and I am senior attorney for the Institute for Agriculture and Trade Policy. IATP is a small nonprofit organization headquartered in Minneapolis, Minnesota, but we have staff working not only from Maine, but also Washington, D.C., Berlin, Germany, and even Canada. For more than 30 years, IATP has worked for fair and environmentally sustainable food, farm, and trade systems. We do this through policy analysis and targeted advocacy at the local, national, and international levels. Much of our work overlaps with environmental issues that this committee has an interest in, including climate policy. For the past year and a half, we have focused some of our attention on PFAS contamination, an environmental and public health threat that is becoming increasingly significant both in this state and the rest of the country. As I did last session, I'll be appearing before the committee on PFAS legislation. I also wanted to mention my role as a member of Maine's Citizen Trade Policy Commission, where I represent environmental organizations. I also serve on the federal committee that advises the U.S. Trade Representative on state and local government issues. Increasingly, free trade agreements have provisions that have enabled multinational corporations to challenge or threaten to challenge environmental policies, including banning MTB and gasoline, regulation of aquaculture, and most recently, policies concerning plastics and plastic waste. IATP staff are internationally recognized as experts on trade policy, and these are issues that I have researched and written about extensively. If we can be of assistance to brief the Committee on Trade Policy issues, please feel free to call on me. There are also extensive materials on our website on trade agreements, climate policy, and PFAS. And in the handout that I have shared with Sabrina to share with you, I've provided links to our website and my contact information. Again, I really thank you for this opportunity, and I'm looking forward to working with the committee in the months ahead.
Thank you so much, Sharon.